This daily Christian newscast is brought to you in partnership with SermonAudio.com.
It's Thursday, June 1st, AD 2023. This is the Worldview in 5 minutes, written by Jonathan Clark and heard at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. A pastor in a Russian-controlled area of Ukraine faces trial this week on charges of discrediting Russia's armed forces. It's the first case of its kind in the region annexed by Russia. The priest, known as Timofey Pushkov, uploaded a video to YouTube last month. He criticized Russia's invasion of Ukraine and discussed his views of patriotism based on Christian principles. Pushkov said, quote, "It is very bitter that we found ourselves in conditions of lack of freedom," end quote. In Russia itself, the government pressures religious leaders to support the war in Ukraine and punish those who oppose it. Since the war between Russia and Ukraine began, hundreds of thousands of Ukrainian refugees have come to the U.S., and Slavic churches in America have been essential to helping many of these refugees. The influx of immigrants has actually fueled significant church growth for many congregations. Some of the refugees are going to church for the first time. Others are becoming new church leaders. Congregations told Christianity Today that they are serving both Russian and Ukrainian immigrants. Tatiana Sigadina with World Relief said, quote, "It does not matter from which country. We are Christian. This is number one," end quote. In John 13:35. Jesus said, "By this all will know that you are my disciples, if you have love for one another." The U.S. Homeland Security Department warned of increased attacks on religious institutions ahead of the 2024 elections. In a recent bulletin, the department stated that the U.S., quote, "remains in a heightened threat environment," end quote, related to, quote, "perceptions of the 2024 general election cycle and legislative or judicial decisions pertaining to socio-political issues," end quote. As an example, the bulletin referenced the attack on a Christian elementary school in Nashville, Tennessee, back in March. Speaking of attacks, two elderly pro-lifers in Maryland suffered a brutal attack last week, reports LifeSite News. Dick Schaefer and Mark Crosby were praying outside an abortion mill in Baltimore. An unprovoked assailant attacked both men, causing them serious injuries. Police are still searching for the suspect. Schaefer is recovering at home, while Crosby is currently at a shock trauma facility. Please pray for their full recovery. A GoFundMe link raised $41,881 before the organizer ended the fundraiser. The Harris Poll released their 2023 corporate reputation rankings. Companies with the best reputations included Patagonia, Costco, John Deere, Trader Joe's, and Chick-fil-A. Chick-fil-A shot up the ranks in the poll from 28th last year to 5th this year. The fast food chain is known for being closed on Sundays and promoting Christian values. However, Chick-fil-A is in hot water lately for its diversity, equity, and inclusion webpage. The page is not new, but it garnered attention from conservatives recently in the wake of boycotts against companies like Bud Light and Target. Both companies were accused of going woke for supporting sexually perverted lifestyles. Chick-fil-A's diversity page says, quote, "We do not discriminate in employment decisions on the basis of sexual orientation or gender identity," end quote. The fast food chain has also pulled funding in recent years from the Salvation Army and other groups that oppose faux homosexual marriage. Proverbs 25:26 says, "Like a muddied spring or a polluted fountain is a righteous man who gives way before the wicked." Last Saturday, the Louisiana Annual Conference of the United Methodist Church approved 95 congregations to leave the denomination. The departing churches represent 40% of the regional body. It's the latest departure from the mainline denomination over the issue of homosexuality. Nearly 4,000 churches have now left the United Methodist Church in recent years, representing over 10% of its congregations. This is reflected in the denomination's latest proposed budget, the smallest one since 1984. Many of the departing churches are joining the Global Methodist Church, which affirms a biblical view of marriage and sexuality. Sadly, it rejects biblical teaching by allowing women to be pastors and elders. And finally, this week is the anniversary of the baptism of a Saxon king known as Ethelbert. He was the first Anglo-Saxon king to convert to Christianity. Augustine of Canterbury performed the baptism in early June AD 597, according to a medieval tradition. The missionary was known as the Apostle to the English. His tomb says, quote, "Here rests Augustine, first Archbishop of Canterbury, who being sent hither by Gregory, Bishop of Rome, reduced King Ethelbert and his nation from the worship of idols to the faith of Christ," end quote. And that's The Worldview in 5 minutes on this Thursday, June 1st in the year of our Lord, 2023. Subscribe by iTunes or email to our unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com or get the Generations app through Google Play or the App Store. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ.